It's time to get behind the lyrics, the music, and the artist. You're listening to the Music's Journey podcast, brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com, your music and entertainment online magazine. I'm John Marshall. With her special guests, here's your host, Kim Sear.
Today is a very special show for so many reasons. My guests today continue to show the world such love and incredible vulnerability with their music, and their new single, Happy After You, is spreading that message of self-love and empowerment for women to be able to step away from toxic relationships, to be able to understand that self-love is more important than any message that anybody else could give us. So I am so happy to bring these three back on again. Welcome to the show, Brittany Dominelli, Bobby Smith, and Kyla Rollins. Ah, I'm telling you, you guys are just doing some amazing things. And, you know, this one really touches home in so many ways. And just watching the pouring of love that's coming in for you guys and watching that movement and talking about intimate partners and talking about the violence that goes on in domestic violence right now. It's such a difficult time for so many people. But you know what? Bravo to you guys for bringing something to the forefront that really needs to be talked about.
Thank you.
Now talk about writing this new album, because this is something that's pretty special, and it's called I Am, right?
Correct.
You got 16 tracks that are on this one, and such an important side of all of your lives. Talk to us a little bit about making this.
Yes, 16 tracks.
That's a lot of them.
Yeah, we started recording it through all of our downtime the last year.
Yeah,
it was definitely something that I think saved us from really feeling the lows that, you know, everyone felt through all the isolation and just kind of feeling like everything that you had looked forward to and watching it all get canceled.
All planned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all of our contracts that we had and hope for making money for like our own livelihood, mm-hmm. all of
we were going to move.
Yeah. And I think being able to record our songs kept us in a creative headspace, which kept us ripped from mm-hmm. feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know that, you know, for you guys, playing live is just such a huge part, you know, of who the Heels are. And, you know, you guys are just so incredible with your harmonies. And it's just beautiful to watch you guys on stage when you're singing. And that's something that's very difficult for you guys to have done in the last year, because I know that you were getting ready, doing all of this writing, getting prepared, you know, for the singles that you were releasing, you know, when we interviewed you guys last time, and then coming out with High Heels On, you know, in January of this year, getting prepared, you know, for the 16-track album. And it, you know, for you guys to get together just in one place was so difficult. And that was back in the fall, I think, when I spoke to you last time. And you guys hadn't got together, you know, due to COVID and getting prepared for all this. How hard was it for you guys to get in the studio and, you know, start recording together?
At first it was harder because we were more, I think, scared.
Yeah, well, we weren't in each other's initial bubble either.
An area, yeah. Like we lived separate, like in different cities and stuff. And now we all kind of live closer together.
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys have moved since I spoke to you last.
Yeah, we made ourselves our bubble. Like, we are who we hang out with, mm-hmm. ever. We try to be careful with who else we're around so that we can keep our bubble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I know that sisterhood means an awful lot too. And when it comes to this whole entire album and the whole body of work and the messages that this whole authentic walk has, you know, for all three of you and being able to get into the studio. So walk us through all that.
Well, thankfully we have the internet.
Yeah.
Because all the musician parts were done remotely from their own homes or their own home studios. And then those were sent to Anthony. And then originally we were doing it separately too. Like, we would visit the studio on separate days, and we would put enough time. Like, I think at the beginning they said that the virus could live for a certain length of time, so we were putting time in between
and standing recording everything.
Yeah.
We were very careful. Yeah. It took a lot of time, but luckily we had a lot of time. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Well, for six...
But we were really thankful to be able to do that, because for us, the funding recording came through for the album, and then we were able to share that with the guys in our band because a lot of, well, all of our shows got canceled, so
and a lot of their shows with other artists.
With other artists, so at least we had some money to be able to share with everyone and help us all keep moving forward creatively, but also financially.
Such a hard thing when it comes to artists out there right now trying to support, you know, the bands that are on the road with you guys. And I know that producer Anthony Fiddler has played a big role for you guys producing this album. And I feel so bad, you know, when it comes to trying to promote as much as we can, you know, when it comes to the live shows, but it's just so hard for everybody to get together in one place, especially again with this third lockdown and everything everybody's going through. Did you find it difficult to decide to release now, or were you guys just ready? You're going to do it.
I feel like we were ready. We were more than ready.
Yeah,
we were definitely ready. Yeah. And we had, like we said, like the grants that helped us prepare for it as well, which we're very grateful for.
We also felt like the music was so healing for us that we really wanted to share it. And this round of songs that we've done in the past, we kind of put about 3 or 4 months between each song before we would release another one. And this time we're doing it a little differently and releasing singles more like once a month or like every month and a half. And the response has been really great. And yeah, it feels really good to be able to share new pieces of our story and things that,
little presents every month.
Yeah.
It's nice because everybody was waiting for this album. Everybody was waiting for this one. And knowing that you guys had some special songs in the works. Now, I called it an authentic walk through because I think that from what I understand, is something that you all feel when it comes to the lyrics in so many of these songs. Tell us about how important it was to release the messages that you have and the pick that you decided to release High Heels On and then now Happy After You.
Yeah, we were pretty strategic with those songs. We actually released 3 this year so far.
Yeah.
We released Dump Him as well in between the two.
I feel like High Heels On is really that strong empowerment song, which listeners were very familiar with from our first album. So it was a good transition of
we
something.
We haven't released anything in a long time.
Yeah, it was something that they were very familiar with that sound from us. And it was important to us with everything that we've been learning about for people that had difficult, unhappy home lives, and now they were in their home with very little resources.
We learned about this thing called the shadow pandemic
with our research. Yes. And how domestic violence had escalated from being at home with an abuser and then limited resources to find support or to be able to reach out to. And so that song was really important for us to put out at that time. And we feel like it's very anthemic, like our song of survival, sort of getting through things and being able to look back on it from a place of power instead of from feeling like you're being held down or still suffering in that situation. And then we wanted something fun and vibey and groovy, and so we released Dump Him. And Dump Him is an honest story. And then Happy After You. We wanted something softer, a different side of us.
Well, boy, I'm telling you, just the setup for this whole thing has just been absolutely beautiful. And I know that the fans around the world have been reaching out to you guys. Yeah, I imagine that's just got to be an incredible feeling to see people pouring their hearts out to you in private messages that they've been sending online. Yeah. So tell us about that.
Yeah, the love that we have had has just been probably the most so far, I feel. And I think it's just because of the honesty and the vulnerability that we've put forward. And we've come at it 2021 with this whole new, fresh, you know, even our appearance and our energy, everything is a little bit softer and more open. Like, it's actually really truthful to who we are as a group. Like, we really do write what we know, and we put out music as to where we are at. And we were at, 2020 was like one of the toughest years for so many people. And I feel like having that chance to release musically, creatively, energetically was just like one of the best gifts for me personally.
Mm-hmm. It was healing just to share the music. Like, it's like releasing your words.
Mm-hmm. And people are feeling that.
I think people need music more than ever right now.
Yeah,
and I think they also have a lot, maybe more time to discover music or to appreciate music. Or they're
especially
missing.
With TikTok or like these apps that we wouldn't have started using if we didn't have the time.
Mm-hmm. And that was cool when we found the group of women
that
come together from
all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have a hashtag. There's thousands of them that are all women who are supporting each other through tough times and like really, really, like really supporting each other.
Yeah.
It's amazing because when I was watching that, I was just in tears. I was just in tears, you know, the movement and just seeing the difference that, you know, these songs have made. And that's why I called it a world movement, because it's just such an important body of work that you guys have released with this one. All of your music's always been amazing, but this particular topic is very difficult, and it can surface in many different ways when you're talking about self-love. And I know these particular songs are dealing with a relationship, a toxic relationship, and being able to stand up and speaking up. And that's so difficult, you know, for so many people, because when they hear it enough, it's so hard to get from underneath the statements that they've heard. And it's, you know, every time you try to build yourself up and you speak out, that's where that domestic violence comes into play. So, you know, it's immediately controlled, and it's very difficult for so many people to rise above. And just watching those people have courage, those women, you know, to come up and get online and to be able to step out and have that support around the world. Technology has really played a role when it comes to all of this. And it's just such a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah. People connecting with each other all over the world is just the coolest.
Yeah.
Well, watching your reactions has been pretty special too. Just to know that, you know, before the pandemic, you know, Canadians just assault for women helpline was 20,334 calls between September 1st and December 3rd in 2020. Wow. And the previous year, it was a completely different number. It was like 12,354.
Wow.
So when you take a look at the difference and what happened just in that short period of span from September to December, we don't even have the statistics in, you know, what's going on today. So it's just an incredible thing. And you guys have really brought such emotive feelings for so many people with your songs. And God, I love you for it. And, you know, it means something to me too.
Thank you so much. That's like the best compliment we should get. Yeah. We just want to help people.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing amazing things. So we're going to play one song right now. We're going to get that right up here, and we're going to play High Heels On by my very special guest, country trio The Heels, here on Music's Journey.
You kept me small so that you'd feel tall, always looking down on me. You pushed and pulled, tried to break my soul, but I broke your hold on me. So, truth or dare me, you don't scare me. I keep my high heels on. If I
High Heels On. That is The Heels, which are Kyla, Bobby, and Brittany. Now let's get back to the Music's Journey podcast. Once again, here's your host, Kim Sear.
That song, as I said, is talking about standing up and speaking up and being able to have a voice and to have some self-love. And then when you came back with Dump Him, you're giving that message to the next step. Just turn around and say, you know what, you can do this. You can do this on your own. Just to feel that empowerment. And it's such a fun song. And so many people had so much fun with this one. Just to watch you guys deliver this and see that fun side of you again, that high energy performance that we all know and love so much. How fun was that for you guys to make?
It was very fun.
We laughed a lot.
It was very healing.
Laughter is everything. And watching you guys with the outfits and doing all the stuff that you do. And it's just like, it's amazing to see you guys play.
That was a cool vibe too that we brought out, like Stevie Nicks,
yeah,
Fleetwood Mac, yeah,
sort of.
Yeah, sassy. And it wasn't intended. Like a lot of times, we go to these songwrites with the title or the hook line in mind, and then we decide to write it. But we never had even at the end. Our co-writer was like, "What are we going to call this?" And we're all like, "Dump Him."
Obvious.
Yeah.
And then you got the merch that all says Dump Him, right?
Yes. There's actually so much merch already out there. And we didn't even know that Britney Spears had this viral picture of herself wearing a t-shirt that said Dump Him.
Yes.
Before we knew it was a thing.
Yeah.
And that's why it's being accepted so well. So that's what you're going to see everywhere. All these women are going to have their shirts on, right? And you're going to see them from every corner of the globe, and they're all going to have Dump Him on there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Such a great song. Now, there's a very special song that you guys just released, and it's called Happy After You. And that's your third release off the album. And this one, as I said, is so emotional, such a softer side, but it really showcases the power and just that harmony that you guys have together. And you can't, I don't know, you can't buy that. There's just no way, you know, anybody would have imagined how you guys formed the band. And to know where you're at today, what a complete circle for you guys when it comes to seeing this song come into play. For Kyla, what was it like for you when you guys were talking about this song, when you guys were deciding to release this one as your third? Talk about what it was like just to get that harmony together and exactly that feel, that softness that you wanted to have showcased in this one.
Well, with every song that we write, there's a vibe that just is so clear. And it's because the three of us have such different voices, when they're blended together, it's magical, like for all of us. Even when we hear it back, we're just like, how? Like, sometimes we don't even know who's singing. And this song is so sensitive, and it's such a delicate vibe that we immediately thought of Britney's voice, because that's really who she is as a person. She's very soft, and you know, she just, her whole tone, it suits everything about that song. So when we do write a song, we discover it feels like it discovers itself by the time we write the last chorus, or the last line of even the outro of the song. We're just like, okay, this is the vibe, this is where it's going, and this is who's singing it, the melody of it. Or we'll get into the studio and then we'll just discuss it together, but it's normally very clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we kind of like look at each other and we're like, yep, we know, okay.
What was it like working with Jeff on this one?
Yeah, it was really great working with him. It's always great work. He's mastered a few of our songs.
Yeah, he mastered the whole album.
The whole album, yeah.
So he gives it like an overall, like brings it all to life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And such an incredible guy and what he does.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, I feel like this song really, it took new life when we got to hear it with all the instrumentation. Because when we were first playing it, we wrote it with Kelsey Kulik, and she was playing it on acoustic guitar. But then when Anthony started introducing piano and the different types of the drums, it was just really
emotional.
Yeah, it was so surprising, too.
And he really kept that pureness, that vulnerability
to
the song.
We're very, like, we not just us, but, like, Anthony and the other guitar players, like Ryan and Seth, they loved what Kelsey did.
on guitar when we first wrote it. So they kept it really true to how we wrote it and just enhanced it with really cool sounds.
So let's play Happy After You off the brand new album that's coming out in June by The Heels on Music's Journey.
Funny how flowers grow just after the rain, and you don't appreciate beauty unless you felt some pain. Yeah, I had my fair share of disappointment losing you, but heartbreak makes you see the truth. 'Cause I thought happy ever after was with you. Didn't know my world wouldn't shatter without you. I relearned to love myself when you broke me in two. Yeah, I found happy after you. To my old best friend that you never liked. She said it's good to see that sparkle back in my eyes. Yeah, it's been bittersweet to lose and find myself again. Now I'm back on my feet and better than I've ever been. 'Cause I thought happy ever after.
And Happy After You. Now let's get back to the Music's Journey podcast. Once again, here's your host, Kim Sear.
Your voice is just like velvet. It's just melted and blended together so beautifully.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. I feel like the lyrics are so important too, and we've gotten feedback about how Brittany's voice, you can just hear every single lyric, so it's, you get the whole message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We see you in the middle, Brittany, when we were doing the video and watching that one. It is just such an incredible feeling because I feel every single word. I think that's why everybody, you know, across the globe has been sending so many messages to you, because you can't help it. You get chills. It's just like you're living and breathing every single word in our own lives, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've all experienced that, like finding your self-love after you've lost something so important to you that you thought was your world. Whether it's a lover or whether it's just a certain path you thought was supposed to happen for you, and then it doesn't.
And it's devastating in the moment, it can be.
But the rebuild and then finding yourself
stronger.
Well, there's different takes too. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but there's different takes that people have been having as well, like people that have lost a husband or a partner, after so many years that they just couldn't function. They couldn't pay a bill. Yeah. They couldn't get up in the morning. You know, they couldn't, they shut down family. They just weren't dealing with anything. And I know that a lot of the horse therapies and things like that have been coming into play and being able to open up those windows with the headset on, playing the song. I don't know if you've seen that.
No.
Yeah. That has been something that, you know, a lot of people are doing just to be able to, because the animals are an object in front of them. It's a life force. To feel that energy from the animal. It's just like the animal just seems to draw to you. And when that music is playing with the headset, that person is just able to open up their soul, and the horse just seems to respond immediately.
Wow.
Yeah,
you
it's
have to send us that.
Yeah, very, very cool. And I didn't know if you guys knew that. It was just, it's such a wonderful experience to see, because I love horses and I know that they're so therapeutic. And, you know, the combination between the music, you know, was just giving that life, you know, to that force in front of them. And, you know, this woman was able to bounce back so quickly and is now living her life because she just didn't feel that there was a life after. And then she realized that she was the life after.
Definitely.
Yeah. Cool. It was such a cool story. And, you know, you guys are doing such an amazing thing. It's a whole movement with you guys, I'm telling you. Oh,
thank you so much.
Now, you guys are setting some pretty big standards here after this one, so what's coming?
Well, wait till you see what's next.
Oh, I cannot wait. Can you give us a hint?
No.
Oh, come on.
We have posted some pictures and some behind-the-scenes footage has been shared through our director's pages, but we have a duet with Erin Pritchett.
I was going to say it because I know Erin's in the picture. So that is awesome.
Can't wait to share that one. It's so fun.
Yeah.
How did that one come about?
Kyla
had the idea of a song called Catch and Release. We were in Nashville. We had a songwrite with Dave Thompson. And he was one of the frontmen from a band called Wave, a pop duo. And we just started writing it, and immediately afterwards, we all were thinking that maybe it was a song that was meant for a man to sing, or maybe it was a duet. And then we wanted to reach out to different men, and it took us a while to ask Aaron because we were kind of nervous of whether or not he would say yes.
Yes, right away.
Yeah.
He's been so supportive of us. Yeah. And he's like, became one of our friends. Like, we've known him for so long now.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's Erin Pritchett, so he's like, you know, big deal.
He'd be going, hell yeah. Do you know who the heels are? Yes, 100%. That's awesome. So now this one's going to be coming out roughly June, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that much I knew. That we cannot wait for. Are you guys planning any shows or any kind of live performance, possibly streaming with him for this one?
Yeah, we plan to plan. We're hoping that we'll be able to either like travel to the island where he is, or have him travel over here. It's just kind of tricky right now.
We're going to have to take it day by day.
Yeah.
We have to manifest this one out there because we need some live performances with you guys. We really do.
Yeah. So we were lucky that did get to film a live performance video, so similar to the ones that we've released for the other songs.
Oh,
we
good.
We have one like that with Erin, so you will get to see that.
The music video.
Yes, and then we have a full music video.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
Oh, I cannot wait. And he's such a prankster, too. Did he joke around with you guys quite a bit?
Oh, yeah, it's a comedy. Yeah.
It's a comedy.
It's our little comedy video, short film.
You know, and that's what we count on. We all need that laughter when it comes to everything else. And yeah, it's just so much fun when it comes to him. I've filmed him so many times over his career. He's always joking somewhere. And every photo I have of him that I've posted have all been those funny, goofy photos. Because he'll deliberately get in front of my camera and do that. So it's just, I can't help it. So I just post that's it back funny. To him. And that's what he loves. It's just, I think I was the first one that ever got a picture of him with his cowboy hat off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then he didn't realize I'd snapped that shot. It was at his birthday. And then he was just doing, sticking his tongue out and doing these funny things with his fingers in his face. And it was just hilarious. But yeah, he's such a great guy. And he's such a huge support when it comes to the community, you know, when it comes to the Canadian country artists. And he's really helped out so many of the younger artists that are coming up. And it's nice to see him with you guys. That is going to be special. Can you tell us the name?
Yeah, it's called Catch and Release.
Ah. Oh, this should be funny. I'm just picturing it in my head what that might be.
It's completely out of, it's really crazy. You would think it is one thing when you hear the song, like what the video would look like, but our director definitely put a different spin on it. A whole new level.
Yeah.
Intriguing.
Yeah. Anybody having trouble coming up with a storyline that was a romantic song between three women and one man.
So many men would be turning around and go, that's everybody's dream, right? That's the guy's dream. Very, very intriguing in what that one might be. Cannot wait. So that's June. We're looking at June for that.
Sooner than we think.
I know. It's just around the corner. Like this month has just flown by. I know that January kind of dragged for everybody, and then February February kind of flew by too, but I guess for you guys, when it's coming to releasing a song, it must drag so much more for you.
I don't know, because we have so much prep to do before, so every week is like a new step towards the release. Mm-hmm. Then as soon as we release one song, we're on to the next and preparing that whole strategy.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of a constant motion.
Always being prepared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there's the pre-save campaign, which is before that.
Yeah.
And then all the, we're always working backwards.
Yeah.
When you guys are looking at, how many songs are you going to be releasing off of this one before the album?
Four.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so the album roughly is going to be July?
Album's actually coming out in June as well.
Yeah. Oh.
June's going to be a big month.
Yeah. Oh my God, you guys got...
summer.
No wonder you're busy. Holy cow. I thought maybe it was going to be a little bit longer, but that is exciting. Oh, wow. That's awesome. I cannot wait to hear this whole thing. Now, talk about the writing process and the whole point that you guys wanted to do, and why 16 on this one?
Good question. It was all very planned. Well, we've been writing for 3 years, I think, almost, back and forth between Canada and Nashville. So we accumulated about 100 songs. And then narrowed it down. So that was very hard to do, but we did it. And we loved them all so much. So
taking that down to 16 must have been really tough, because I know that you guys, it was like over 100 songs you guys had done in the last, especially just the last year you guys did that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And 16 is our lucky number. So that's why we had to go with that.
Well, why is it your lucky number? Tell us.
Well, it was actually Anthony's.
Anthony
Denver, our producer, and then we kind of took it on
because we just noticed it.
We noticed it everywhere, and it's kind of like guiding us. Like we'll see it places when we're like in really good moments or like things like that. So just it's been a very prominent number in our journey.
Yeah,
so we're always like 16.
Yeah,
16.
Yeah,
and then
we're
always, like row 16 on an airplane.
Because it was his lucky number and then ours, and we wanted to include some of the other songs that you are already familiar with, so that added to the number of tracks as well. So the album will include Friends Like Mine, Take the Trailer, A Man Like You, Dear Mama, so some tracks that have already been released, and then a whole bunch of other new ones too.
Oh, people are going to be so happy with this one. I bet it's got to be such an exciting feeling to see how the songs have been received worldwide already. And then the feeling of what you guys have in anticipation to release the entire body of work. And to know, you know, exactly how that's going to feel for all the fans out there. This is going to be your best year. I know it in my heart. You know, this body of work is just incredible. And I can't congratulate you guys enough. Well done.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
I get goosebumps every time I even think about it. Happy Ever After. I can't stop playing it. I can't stop playing it. It's just, I don't know what it is. It just makes me cry every single time. And it's just so moving. And I just cannot wait to see you guys up on a podium.
Yeah.
I'm manifesting.
Oh, we are too. With you.
Well, I think we might see that one. Now, are you guys okay? I know you guys have got a busy, busy night, but are you okay to answer a couple questions?
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Now, let's go through what we've gone dealing with in the last, 2020 till now. Hardest life lesson. I'll start with you, Bobby.
Hardest life lesson. I think letting go of things. I think 2020, we had a lot of stuff that we had our sights set on, and even just like physical things. We came back from Nashville one trip, and my car has been a write-off now. Like, thankfully, my fiance is totally fine and okay, but he had gotten in a car crash coming home from dropping me off at the airport. So then my greenhouse collapsed from the snow, and that was like a big passion of mine. And then just like all of our shows being canceled, and then there was just so many things that happened that I felt like the world was teaching me a lesson in detachment. And then just being okay with that and being able to sort of just find like strength and love like inside, not from things or situations or.
Well, I guess too, because we get so busy with our goals and everything else that we're doing, or our jobs or relationships, whatever it might be. And, you know, we're so driven. And then when things go wrong, it's hard for people to be able to navigate through that stuff without going to, you know, the darker places or negative places, and just getting that momentum back. And, you know, it's a really, really important message, you know, for people to self-love and know what you're going to survive this one too. Yeah. And I'm glad, you know, everybody's okay after that car accident. That's really good news. So yes, that's the main thing. And that's when you strip everything else away, you know what, it's our friends, our family, and we can't take the rest of it with us. It's about loving and being there and support for each other. And you guys have that with your sisterhood there. So it's amazing. Okay. So for you, Brittany, what is the hardest life lesson?
This whole year has been really a lot emotionally, and I've done a lot of deep digging. I think forgiveness has been big on a lot of different levels, whether that's like to a situation, to a person, to, you know, don't even know, myself, like whatever those things that kind of feel heavy on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of similar to letting go. Like, it's just making space for goodness instead of holding on to resentment or shame or anger or sadness, and like truly forgiving. I think it takes some work, and it's like, it takes consistently just reminding yourself that you can let it go.
Yeah, because you can feel, you're still going to feel the pain. You're still going to feel whatever, you know, that situation may be, but that's okay. And, you know, it's just knowing that the healthier side of that for yourself and for anything moving forward is to be able to forgive, right?
Yes, I think everyone benefits from it. And you're not necessarily forgiving for anyone else. It's
nope.
Like, if you're forgiving someone that did something bad for you, that's just for you to make room in your heart for something better.
Mm-hmm.
And something more healing for you.
Yeah, because a lot of people are afraid to love again. Or
a lot
to
of people are afraid to forgive.
Very much.
It offers a sense of peace to just be able, like, not a kind of superficial peace, but just to be, like, blaming someone else for something in your life. But once you let go of that and take ownership of your own situation and your own, like, joy, then it's really empowering.
It is, because you're not relying on somebody else for your own happiness. You know, that whole, you know, stepping up in loving yourself. It's one thing to speak up to get away from a situation, but, you know, it's the second thing to be able to stand up and say, you know what, I'm healthy. I don't have any regrets. I had to go through that. You didn't ask for it, but you know what, you go through it. But, you know, to be able to stand up and say, you know what, I wouldn't be who I am, and I wouldn't have the focus of what is good for me and what you're looking for, you know, without going through some of these hard times, you know?
Yeah, and then you're stronger from it, and you just let go and on to better things.
Exactly. Okay, so for Kyla, what about you for hardest life lesson?
For me, this last year would be adapting, learning how to pivot, and understanding the fact that life has a plan for everybody, and going with the flow and just letting the world show you where you're supposed to be, who mm-hmm. you're supposed to be with, and if it feels right, that's the way to go. That's a huge lesson for me, is if it's a positive feeling, or if it makes me feel worthy or good about myself and mm-hmm. everybody around me, then that's the way that I should go, or I could go. We don't like to use the word should, but could go. And that, you know, pivoting everybody's lives, especially 2020, like I said before, everybody had to learn that lesson. And some mm-hmm. people really embraced it, and the other people were terrified and are still terrified. Mm-hmm. And that for us, and even for my business, I've had to learn massive amounts of adapting and pivoting. So
I guess, yeah, because that your whole area of traffic for, you know, customers coming in and out, you know, that's such a huge deal if all that shut down too, right?
Yeah, exactly. So for me, everything in life right now, I'm pretending I'm like a tumbleweed, and I'm letting the wind blow me where I'm supposed to be.
Well, you know what? It's a perfect way of putting it. I never thought of it that way, but yes.
Yeah.
That's a great analogy. That's really cool. Yeah. Very cool. Okay, so favorite song on the radio right now, Bobby? Any genre?
Well, I listen to mainly country music, and I mean, I love Taylor's new album, but I would say that my anthem for a while has been Kaylee Hammock's song, New Level of Life,
oh.
And it's all about, it kind of talks about, like, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have been put into all these situations that now have brought me here, that, like, I'm so much happier now, and so it's just staying on that high vibe, and it's, yeah, very happy and sunshiny, and I just like driving around listening to it. I've had it as my alarm clock for a while.
Oh, really? That's yeah. Nice. That is really cool. Yeah. Great message, though. Incredible message.
Totally.
What about you, Brittany?
I honestly haven't listened to the radio a lot recently because I haven't been driving around, but Spotify... I feel like I've been doing a lot of throwbacks.
Yeah, a lot of people have done throwbacks this year.
Recently, like happy feeling things. Yeah, but I have music going on in my house 24/7 because I like our producer is my fiance and it's across the hallway. So I listen to like a lot of new music that he's developing, and then podcasts on my headphones.
Nice, because I know that Anthony is just such a talented producer and everything that he's put out there. So it must be nice to be able to have, you know, him to be able to bounce off these songs too, right?
Oh, yeah. Very great. She already knows all the secrets.
Yeah. Ah.
It's always good to hear it first.
Then you guys find out later.
Yeah.
What about you, Kyla?
I discovered this amazing artist. I really enjoy Kygo a lot, and then I discovered him in Hawaii, and then I was like, I've over listened to his music, so
I don't know that.
I need something fresh. So I discovered this artist called Tepno, and I randomly connected with him on Instagram, started chatting with him, and I'm hoping that he can remix something of The Heels.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started chatting, and that's, yeah.
Was so like remixes?
Yeah. Cool. And so he might redo a Heels song.
Wouldn't that be cool? That'd be a different way to go, wouldn't it?
And his whole album, he just did a song with KT Tunstall, and she, like, I just love everything about this artist. He's so talented, and he sings and plays all the instruments and produces and... Anyways, he's going to be big. He's
going to
be huge.
Oh, wow. I can't wait. I don't know him yet, so I'll have
to... Canadian, too.
Have to look him up. Ooh. New stuff. This is the stuff I like when I get to hear new stuff. That's awesome. Okay, so funniest fan request, Bobby?
Funniest fan request?
Mm-hmm.
I can't even say what.
Oh, yes, you can. It's a podcast. Yes, you can.
I don't know. We haven't really had live shows. Where, that's what I miss about live shows, is meeting people after and connecting with them. But we, like, TikTok has been really cool to see people duetting to your song and, like, singing the lyrics, like, or lip syncing like they do. But, yeah, I haven't really had, like, I can't think of anything that was, like, a funny request from people.
No, like, has Shane requested
it? Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah. I know we've had quite a few artists that have been on lately that have been telling us some real crazy stuff that people request, either, you know, through Twitter or emails, or, you know, they'll just send them a request on Messenger or something, right? So that's why we thought maybe there might be something that you guys have been asked that you can share with us that would be hilarious.
We get flirted with a lot. We get a lot of messages.
Big surprise. Marriage. Not.
That's true.
No, really? Not. Not at all. I would imagine that's you guys get that all the time.
That was a request.
Yeah.
Any kind of, let's say, a new approach that we all can laugh at as women that a guy would say to you?
Well, send me photos. And I was like, what? That was the weirdest part for me. But, yeah, I think it happens. It happens in the industry. You have to be prepared for that.
Yes.
And then also flattered. I was flattered. Wow, let me look.
Very nice. Okay, so last one. What is your most useless talent, Bobby? We got to laugh at ourselves at some point, right?
Useless talent. Well, I'm pretty good at impersonating, like, sounds and like, people. Or, like, yesterday I did a really good dog impression that they actually thought it was a real dog.
Anthony really thought it was.
Yeah.
Can you do it again for us?
Please do it again.
Sort of, you know, like I feel like I have to hear it and then I can just like replicate it.
So funny.
But I've done that since I was young. My grandma had a hair salon in her house and I would imitate her clients after they
left.
Okay, that would be funny.
That gets a lot of attention when we go to radio.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I love about that artist that I told you about, Kaylee Hammack. She sounds a lot like Reba McEntire, but with more of a modern spin. I love just doing different voices. Now I feel like people get offended really easily and they can take it the wrong way that I'm like making fun of an accent, but I just love doing accents.
Well, when you see me, I obviously make some facial expressions that, you know, I've kind of grown to love after a while because I just know I do it. So I'll have to see what your imitation is of me when we see each other.
All right.
Here's Kim. Okay, what about you, Brittany?
Useless talent? I'm really good at collecting things.
That's not useless.
Everything. Yeah, I don't know.
Leaving covered doors open.
Oh,
I do that.
See? Every cupboard. Is that a talent? She used to live with me, and I told her in my kitchen, like, every cupboard was open.
I know. I don't like the loud noise when it closes.
I know. I wouldn't either. That would drive me crazy if I listened to that. My brother used to do that to me when he came to live with me for a while. And every time I'd just be getting ready to relax or whatever, and then I'd hear it just slam one after the next.
Yeah, wow, it's funny.
But now we're in that place now where everything's just quiet and it shuts itself. And it's like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, we have like supersonic hearing as well. We can be in a hotel room and she can hear the person breathing in the next room.
Yeah.
And I can't hear it at all. I'm like squinting my face to try to hear what it sounds like.
That's not a good thing, though. It's very annoying to be able to hear everything.
I have to wear earplugs, so I probably am in the same boat as you, because if I don't take them with me, forget it. I'm not going to sleep, especially if I'm going to any hotel, right?
Oh, yeah, no. I always carry earplugs and an eye mask with me.
Okay, so what about you, Kyla, for the last one?
Well, I can burp on demand.
Oh!
I can hear that, too.
Can you say anything as you burp, or...? Okay, come on. You got to give us an example. Come on.
Oh, no, not right
She's
now.
She's gone. Please don't do this to me.
That's being recorded.
I can also juggle and whistle.
Yeah, you can yodel.
Yodel
too.
If
those aren't useless.
No, those are useful.
First one,
maybe
bird calls.
Do bird calls as well. See, John would be up there. Oh! That is cool.
It's actually in Ogle.
Yeah, I was going to say that actually made it onto the album.
It did.
Yeah, there's a bird call.
Oh, did you really? Okay, so can we...
No, it's not that useless then.
There you go. That was really good. What kind of bird was that?
I'm not sure.
That is such a pretty sound. Wow.
It's the Kyla bird.
Very cool. You want to hear what John's sound is? Come here.
What?
Come here. Come on.
No.
Yes, come on. He scares all the animals with this one. This is John's useless talent. Come
it's
here.
My cougar.
Come on. Go for it.
This is my cougar.
See, I call it the zombie. I call it the zombie because he watches The Walking Dead all the time. So whenever there's an animal outside that he doesn't want there, he runs out the door and he's so proud of himself after he makes that noise. And it's so funny.
So funny. Oh, yeah.
They bolt.
They bolt. And then he comes in, see, I got them. And then the animal just keeps coming back on. You know what? That's not natural.
Yeah. Unless you're accidentally doing a cougar mating call.
Yeah.
Calling
them all. No cougars.
Oh, there we go.
Well, here in Ontario, we're okay with that. We're safe.
Yeah.
Well, I am so happy for you guys. I cannot wait for this new album and then the single with Aaron. We are so excited. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys have done an amazing job, and I can't wait for I Am and your brand new single that's out right now, and that is Happy After You. What a movement, and what a very special song. So congratulations to all three of you. It is just such a special, special song. Happy After You.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and enjoy your show tonight, and we hope to have you back as soon as that album is released.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Kyla, and thank you, Brittany. You guys are beautiful, beautiful women, and we love the sisterhood, and we are so grateful to have you guys in Canadian music today.
Thank you so much.
You guys take care, stay safe, and we'll see you guys really soon.
Okay,
you too.
Okay,
guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Kyla, Brittany, and Bobby, for coming onto the show once again. That's an amazing country trio here in Canada called The Heels, and they are such a treasure for us all. So thank you once again for all three of them coming by, and I'm really hoping that you're going to enjoy their brand new album that's going to be coming out, a 16-track album called I Am, and that's coming out in June. So some great news. We didn't know it was coming out that soon, so that's wonderful. But their brand new single on that album that's out today is called Happy After You. Very special song. So we'd love to have them back. They're going to be coming to talk to us again once they have their brand new fourth single that's coming off this album with Aaron Pritchett. I have some amazing shows that are coming up for you guys. We have Jason Benoit, we have Renegade Station, Rivertown Saints, Sean Carson, Diane Chase, Elise Saunders is going to be back. We have a brand new duo, country duo, and that is Monroe and Patrick will be here. Grammy award-winning Jess will also be coming onto the show. We have so many coming up. Jason Blaine has got a new one out too. So many people that are going to be coming up in the next week and a half. So you got a load to listen to. So thank you guys once again for all of our listeners around the world. We really appreciate each and every one of you for letting us come into your home, into your cars, and wherever you're listening to this podcast. Thank you guys so much. Every single one of you, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. I am Kim Sear, your host at Music's Journey. Go out there and be safe, and we'll see you on the next podcast.
Once again, a great big thank you to Brittany, Kyla, and Bobby, The Heels, for chatting with us today on Music's Journey. The Music's Journey podcast is brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com. You can listen to all our podcasts on Spotify, Google Podcast, Amazon Music, Podchaser, TuneIn Alexa, Pocket Cast, Podcast Addicts, Player FM, Deezer, and more. Our theme song is titled I Can Tell by the band Emergence. I'm John Marshall. On behalf of your host, Kim Sear, thank you for listening to Music's Journey.